Hi, I'm George, and welcome to Writer's Block. With me here today is fellow tutors Janae and Denelson.
Hi, I'm Janae.
Hello, I'm Denelson.
And I'm your host, George. Today's episode will be about the effects of the Writing Center on 2Ds. Before we begin, let's talk about the special events happening this month. Our Writing Center contest for this month, for the month of December, is Winter Wonderland. Imagine a winter wonderland. What can you see, smell, taste, and hear, and feel in your winter wonderland?
In today's podcast, we will talk about the grammar tip of the week, quote of the week, and we will interview a tutee. Let's begin with the quote of the week. We will each share our favorite quote from a book we are reading and debate which one is more better. All right, George, what is your quote?
Okay, so my quote is it is better to remain silent and be thought a fool than to speak out and remove all doubt. And that's by Abraham Lincoln. So I feel that this quote is impactful because I feel like I relate to it a lot because I like to speak my mind a lot. And and yeah, but sometimes I feel in certain situations that it's better to be silent than to just speak out and for people to actually think that you're a fool when you actually say stuff that is foolish.
My quote is I'd rather be dead than cool by Kurt Cobain. And I like that quote. It didn't speak to me in any kind of way. I just thought it was ironic that Kurt Cobain committed suicide, and that was like, I don't know if this was a famous quote of him by not, but he'd rather be dead than cool. So did he, like, feel he got too cool and had to commit suicide? I don't know.
I thought he got, like, drug overdose or something.
Yeah, that too.
Okay, mine is, there are no two words in the English language more harmful than good job. And that's from Whiplash, which is a movie, not a book. But I can relate to this. Well, not really. I think this quote is, like, very truthful, because whenever you tell someone good job, you kind of make them feel satisfied, and some people find that satisfaction, is like a reason for them to be conformed, and they don't push themselves even more. So I think good job is actually harmful sometimes. So that's why my quote is better than all the
others. Oh, okay.
Okay, now that we had some fun with our quotes, let's talk about this week's grammar tip. The grammar tip of the week is fix incomplete comparisons. When stating that one object idea is better, we have to complete the comparison by using than. For example, my pet kangaroo jumps higher and quicker. The fix sentence should be, my pet kangaroo jumps higher and quicker than your rabbit. Alright, now that we talked about the grammar tip of the week, let's interview our tutee. So here with us today is the frequent face of the Writing Center.
Hi, my name is Jalen Priestley.
And what grade are you in, Jalen?
I am a senior.
And how long have you been at Lindblom?
This is my 6th year here.
Okay, so what drew you to the Writing Center in the first place?
I know that writing is an essential skill both academically and in overall life. So I knew by going to the Writing Center, I'd be able to make myself better and be a better human being.
So, who was your most memorable tutor that you had while here?
Sydney, because Sydney's awesome. She's a great writer. She's better than the rest.
Hey, we're writing tutors too.
That's a bold statement. Right.
Do you feel that after your one-on-one session that you learned more about yourself as a writer?
I think I did, because Sydney helped me realize how I could write with my own style while being grammatically correct and making my own style effective for other readers, which is something I couldn't do before getting tutored by her.
So last question, what is your favorite aspect of the Writing Center?
My favorite aspect is how casual it is, because a lot of other people would be like, oh, you have to do this, you have to do that. But Writing Center take your suggestions and want to make you be your own best writer and not themselves.
Thanks, Jalen. Well, folks, that's all the time we have for this podcast. Thanks, Jalen Priestley, for joining us in our opening podcast. Thanks for listening, and make sure to tune in for our next episode of Writer's Block coming soon.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.